I think that the average person became somewhat disillusioned with the trend. They become frightened, whether that was created by the press, by the media, television, but they become frightened of the left. I don't think they become frightened of many of the things they were saying, but they become frightened because they'd been told that they would be like Russia, if you like, strictly controlled by Big Brother, by somebody from above. And I think they become frightened, and so they become a general witch hunt. And there's no doubt everybody would have to agree that there was a witch hunt. And
with Edwards, you mean?
Sorry?
With Edwards, that sort of time, about 3 years ago.
Yes. And I think the shop floor had seen many silly stoppages of work, many times that they'd lost money for silly, stupid reasons, and they become tired of it.
Mm.
And they said, we're not going to stand it anymore. So they went to the right. They wanted to see strong leadership, because it hadn't been there previously. We'd been waving in the wind. They'd seen violence outside on the streets, increasing, crime increasing. They were looking for somebody to stand there and say, this is wrong, we're going to do something about it. So they went in the droves, because the extreme right was the only body that was saying that kind of thing. And you have to think, well, what is it that affects the average man?
Mm.
And these are the kind of things that affect the average man. And that's why I think we had a move to the right, that people become disillusioned. They seem to think that the balance of power had gone. And many of the things, common sense things, was being pushed under the table. And they seen it as a way of getting back to some sort of balance that existed between the unions and the government. And they went in the droves. There's no doubt that tremendous amounts of people who would normally have voted for the Labour Party, in fact, voted for Margaret Thatcher.